course, I've been off the commission for about 4 years, but really that hadn't started when I, we had some property down there, but development hadn't started at that time. And they just had 108 acres or something like that donated to them over Woodstock. Lydia, what's her name? Some lady gave them her property over there on Woodstock Road on 92. It's more or less a passive park. Mm-hmm. But then they bought 100 and something acres on the east of 400. And then they bought 36 acres out on Woodstock also. So they have a lot of land that still they can develop and for parks. And a lot of it, I think, is going to be passive because they've got a lot of athletic facilities. You know. But that's the other thing. We're talking about the JCs, I've forgotten about. I guess it was about 1970. See, there was not a gymnasium in Roswell other than the high school, Roswell High School. So if you're going to have a recreation parks department, you really need a gymnasium. But we didn't have one. So the JCs built a recreation center down at Walla Park. That gym and all down there was built by the JC.
That's
and then turned over to the city. And they took up the pavements. But that was the first gym in Roswell as far as the city of Roswell was concerned. Mm-hmm. And it was quite, I used to talk to the director and he was talking about, you know, people don't have long to practice and the games are run almost back to back and all of this. And I asked him one day, I said, how many teams do we have playing on this one gym floor? And he said, 44. I said, on this in this one gym? He said, yeah. I said, well, I can understand why people are upset. They don't have time to practice. You know, people are complaining because they have to practice too early or they have to start at 9 o'clock at night. And I said, they're just lucky to have a gym, I guess. But, you know.
Well, it's not luck if you made the commitment and built it, but that took effort.
Yeah. But, you know, in 69 is when the Parks and Recreation Department started, and there was nothing here. The only thing that was here was this field I was telling you about was up under the water tank. And Walla Park had a little baseball field. And I guess that was all, wasn't it?
Two tennis courts.
Well, we had two tennis courts, was used by the police department to park their cars, as it turned out. But, so everything that you see has been developed since 1969 or 70, which has been 35 years.
And it sounds like it's really kept up with the growth of the
Well, it has. That's place. The other thing about it. And, you know, that doesn't come accidentally. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of long-range planning within the... and all this is done by the rec department and the commission. It's not anything the city itself has done. Now, the city does provide all the money in the budget for all that goes on, but they have nothing to do, generally speaking,